cooperation between an ant and a tree? Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of the new but already popular Answers magazine. Okay, Ken, how could an ant and a tree ever work together?
Well, in Africa, such cooperation between ants and acacia trees is well known. Soldier ants actually guard the acacia tree from being eaten by tree-eating animals, and in return, the ants get food and shelter from the tree. But a problem arises when the acacia trees need insects to pollinate them. Remember, the ants guard against all intruders. Well, it just so happens that at just the right time, when the acacia flowers need to be pollinated, the tree sends out a chemical signal to keep the ants away. And this allows the pollinating insects to arrive at the flowers without being attacked by the ants. So the flowers are pollinated and the seeds are produced. Soon after, the ants return to resume their guard patrol of the tree. You see, this is just one of many such examples we see in the animal and plant kingdom. There's no way such relationships could have developed by chance processes over millions of years. As we say at Answers in Genesis, it's designed to do what it does do, and what it does do well, doesn't it? Don't you think?
One of the most asked questions we receive at our ministry is about Noah's Ark. For example, how many animals were on board? Did Adam have to place insects, like ants, inside? For some fascinating reading, find Ken Ham's booklet on our website, AnswersRadio.com.